King Dog Music with your host, Krista Tosi. Today's guests are Buddy Jewel, along with Southern Gospel Brothers and Ken Wadley and Friends. King Dog Music.
Hey everybody, this is Buddy Jewel, and you are listening to me on Kingdom Music today. I'm here with my friend Krista Causey, and she just asked me to tell you guys about a few things about what's going on with me right now. I just got some great news. Actually, yesterday, my new single called I'm There is all the way up to number 2 on the Power Source record charts. So I want to thank all my fans for getting that song to number 2, and I expect to hopefully we'll be at number 1 maybe next month. I'm also touring all over the world, but one thing I'm really excited about is I'm working with the Inspirational Country Music Association, the ICMA, and we're doing these big talent roundups all around the country. And the next one actually is going to be near Orlando, Florida, in Lake Placid, Florida, on Saturday, September the 9th. And then the big finale is November the 11th in Nashville. So I want to encourage everybody that's into inspirational Christian music, country music, whether you're artists or managers or you're agents or whatever. We do a day-long seminar. It's myself, Lisa Daggs, Chuck Day, and Jeff Bates. And so it's a whole, we start at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. We talk to you about everything from like stage presence to, you know, business management and things like that. And then in the evening, we put on a concert. And so we just want to encourage everybody to go to icma.com, or you can go to buddyjewel.com to get more info on that. I want to encourage all you guys to, check out all my social media sites. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just about anything else you can think of. And my brand new CD, it's an EP, came out back in April. It's called Reloaded. And like I said before, the single off of it, the hit single, I guess I can say, that is called I'm There. I want to encourage you to go to buddyjewel.com, pick up your copy of that there. So anyway, I'm going to sign off now. Thanks for taking time to listen to me, and God bless all of you.
Custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe, and like children do, she started playing 20 questions, but I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the milk? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Sat there on the shoulder, trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, Lord, I want to thank you for my children, cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? moan and a smile came to my face. And when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed. Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help?
Out of an old paper sack, he proudly said, "Thank you. This is all I need." And handed me all but the 20 back. Just enough to get to Memphis. I swear I'll be alright. I've had some bad and I've had some good. Oh, but I'm clean out of luck tonight. Well, across that whole Mississippi. Heaven's waiting on the other side. If I can get enough to get to Memphis, I'll be home by the morning light. Just enough to get to Memphis, and it'll be a one-way ride. Hey, thank you so much, man. It's good to be back home in Northeast Arkansas.
and see all your smiling faces. Oh, wait, that reminds me. Hang on.
Let me in. All right, y'all kind of move in over. Everybody smile and say cheese, right? Cheese.
Thank you. I want to see you. your power. Oh, as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Thank you. is that Roger Gardner on the harmonica?
At you and think, hey, he's always been a good old boy, but don't go look at Manila PD and look up Mark Thrasher. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't that bad. Hallelujah. But don't go over Manila asking questions about me. Hallelujah. I stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looks like he's guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, see your honor. I have no defense, but that's when God's mercy walked in.
She was a woman that I I'd worn a forum times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God.
Santra and told her about the conversation. We wrote this song. And Daddy passed away 2 weeks later and he never got to hear it. And that always bothered me a lot. And then I remember one night I was on this big stage out in the Midwest playing this big fair festival, and I was introducing the song like I am right now for y'all. And I won't say that I heard an audible voice, because I didn't. But I'm a believer in and a follower of Jesus Christ, and I know it was the Holy Spirit speaking up inside of me. Woo! And he said, buddy, you'd have to tell that story about your daddy not hearing this song ever again. Because now he gets to hear it every time you play it. I hope they find my King James Bible worn around the edges and open to the book of John, and my favorite picture we made together down by Mill Creek when you were just 21. I hope they're laying there beside your old love letters, the ones that read just like a song. I hope they find more good than bad when I'm good and gone. I hope my babies make good neighbors, the kind you know that are never gonna let you down. And I hope they teach their
sons and daughters, the things I taught them while I was still around. And when they lay me down, I hope the sun is shining. There's lots of flowers, and that line of cars is long, because they found more good than bad when I'm good and gone. Well, I ain't leaving here today, as far as I can see. I got a list of things I plan on getting to. Oh, but how and when I leave, this old world ain't up to me. So when the good Lord says my time on earth is through, I hope he finds more good than bad. I hope he finds my King James Bible worn around the edges and open to the book of John. Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Hey God, there's some things I need to ask you. I don't mean to be a bother, so just get back when you can. Don't get me wrong, I still believe you'll answer. Just my faith and hands are shaking, cause it's hard to understand how an 18-year-old boy could trade in his jersey for a dirty pair of army greens and fly away so soon. Do you smile or cry when an angel comes home? Like we're alone. How did you give your only son to a world that doesn't care? I need to know, cause right now I'm there. Just one more thing, if he's sitting there beside you, could you tell him that I'm right? I don't think he ever heard me say that. And God, it hurts, cause I know you both forgive me. Oh, but how can I forgive me when I'm gonna live with that regret? And all these questions, they're sure not enough answers. I'm a simple man supposed to make sense of it all. Do you smile or cry when an angel comes home? Is it hard looking down on us when we feel like we're alone? And how did you give your only son to a world that doesn't care? I need to know, cause right now I'm there. I still hear his footsteps down the hall, and see him throwing that football, and watch him laugh till he starts to cry, playing with fireworks on the 4th of July. And God, did you ever feel like that? Did you ever feel that lost? Watching Jesus on the cross. And do you smile or cry when an angel comes home? Is it hard looking down on us when we feel like we're alone? How did you give your only son to a world that doesn't care? I need to know, I need to know.
to tell everyone about some really good people I met at Leechville, Arkansas. First one I have is Kathy Stiles from plunderdesign.com/Kathy F. Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. Her phone number is 870-243-9416, and she can be reached through Facebook. And give her a call if you'd like to order some beautiful jewelry. Also, I met a bunch of people that are rescuing animals. And Julia Rescue Barbecue donates 5% of the profits to Animal Rescue. They are located in Monette, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, Saturdays, Monette, Arkansas. You can reach them at 870-351-1317. Also, we have Jared McGrew, who is known affectionately as the Singing Evangelist. Does concerts, revivals, and pulpit supplies. 870-243-3471. Last but not least, we have Two Hearts Embroidery by Kimberly Webster. 870-897-5830. She's on Facebook, and she is from Leechville, Arkansas. I want to thank all these folks. They were just really sweet with me, and just a wonderful community altogether of people. So much for small towns, they say. Well, this town may be small, but it has a very big heart. Thank you all.
You've been listening to Kingdom Music, where we make a difference one song at a time.
Jesus.